Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, as we are inside the Quicken Loans studios, and each and every week we promise to deliver the biggest and the best in sports, and tonight we have secured a very special interview, an exclusive one with the president of the Houston Astros. We're talking about Reed Ryan. We have invited him on our program to provide a retrospective of the Astros' 2015 season, a team that consistently proved they were capable of exceeding expectations and finish the year with 86 wins. Very much appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us tonight, Reed.
Well, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here, and it was a really fun season.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on that. And the Houston Astros, a tremendous run in 2015, accomplished so much more, I would say, than the experts predicted. And you've had about a week and a half to digest the final game of the year against the Royals and ultimately how the script played out. What were your thoughts on this incredible run and reaching the postseason for the first time since 2005?
Well, I think everybody around the office is still, disappointed to get that close and, basically being six outs away from going on to the ALCS. It's been a tough pill to swallow. I think there's a lot of pride in the job that our team did this year. We led for well over 100 days the AL West, and then to have it slip away and then to see our team rally to win that wild card spot and then go to New York, win a big game, and then take Kansas City to the brink, it brought a lot of pride to the organization, but it also left people wanting more, knowing that we were that close and seeing the Royals playing right now and sitting around and saying, hey, that could be us.
Yeah.
So it was a great year, but we're ready for more, and everybody's excited about 2016.
I was going to say, not the ending that Houston wanted, but that can serve as a great motivator going into 2016.
Yeah, it really can. I mean, when you look at this year, it was great for our fans. It was great for our players. And what you ended up having was this is the first season that our GM, Jeff Luhnow, really had the tools and the resources at his disposal to go out and try to improve some of the areas of the club that had deficiencies. And a lot of that had to do with the fact that we weren't getting paid for our television rights and we were in a fight with that situation the last couple years. And so he went out this past offseason and improved our bullpen, which we thought was the quickest way to try to win the games we should win. Got off to a hot start, and then as we started to build this lead and we started bringing up some of our prospects, whether it be Carlos Correa or Preston Tucker or Vincent Velasquez or Lance McCullers, we sort of ended up getting that real magical season of some nice trade additions like the Evan Gattises, Gomez Fires, the guys that we were able to sign the offseason, the Gregersons, the Meshacks, Colby Rasmus, and then all this young energy that I talked about with Correa and those guys, on top of some really good players that have been with us the last couple years, the George Springers and the Jose Altuve. So it was a breakout year for us, and we're just ready to build on that for 2016.
Hey, we can start early right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We are interactive, and we would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and you can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. We are going one-on-one with Reed Ryan, the president of the Houston Astros. We're talking about this memorable season, and I have to wonder, as I step back, what were your expectations coming into the year and belief coming into the season? I mean, 70 wins in 2014, and you finish with 86 in 2015. That's big-time progress.
Yeah, it really is, and it really falls into the game plan that our owner, Jim Crane, had put into place when he bought the club and starting the 2012 season that was we were going to build from within. And the most important hire that he had was to bring in Jeff Luhnow, our GM.
Mm-hmm.
And, over the last couple years, although we did not win a lot of games at the major league level, we were consistently winning at the minor league level, and we were drafting very high in the draft. And so, this year we felt like going into the season that we had a shot at a winning season. Internally, we felt good about what we had. We knew there were some holes we needed to fill at the major league level, and we knew some guys were going to have to step up. And so it was really, it was validation that our plan has been working and that is on track with the success we had this year. And so I think, that coupled with a new manager in A.J. Hinch, A.J. brought an attitude and relationship with Jeff in the front office and he was really able to take these young players and mix them with the veteran influences we had. And it was just one of those really fun seasons. And so, as I said earlier, we're ready to get going on 2016, and we think that we have a core nucleus that's going to give us a shot to play some meaningful baseball every year come September, and we're hoping that's what happens in 2016.
Absolutely. No doubt the future is bright for the Astros. You guys are positioned for success, and one of the big reasons why is the emergence of Dallas Keuchel, his ability to dominate. He pitched the Astros into the wild card game and into the division series. I'd love for you to share just the value of Dallas, his play, his production. I mean, AL Pitcher of the Month three times in 2015.
Yeah, you know, Dallas is a guy that I've known since he was in AA and played for our club in Corpus Christi. And,
right.
You know, he wasn't the high-round draft pick. He's a guy that has had to compete and earn it at every single level. And so I think he comes in with a mental toughness that gives him an advantage over everybody else. Plus, he throws a lot of strikes. He has a devastating changeup, and he's a guy that takes care of his body, and
right.
You know that you're going to get a start out of him, you know, every fifth or sixth day, depending on the schedule. And so he definitely was, you know, our go-to guy all season. He was undefeated at home, winning 20 games. He should be the Cy Young Award winner, and obviously pitched great in the playoffs for us. And so when you have that guy that, you know, you can go out there, and really between him and Colin McHugh, that's 39 wins between those two guys.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you a huge advantage when you know that those guys are going to go out, they're going to eat up innings, they're going to pitch you deep in ball games, and they're going to give you a chance to win. And the way that we were able to score runs this year, you know what, we came out on the positive side when both those guys took to the hill. And so Dallas is really the man around here with him and Altuve, Correa and Springer, Castro. You start looking at this foundation and you feel like, hey, look, we're going to have a shot every year. But we also know that we're an extremely tough division. The Rangers have a veteran club. They're going to continue to get healthy and get better. And I don't think anybody thinks the Angels are going to take a step back. And so with the A's and the Mariners and with the changes that have been made up in Seattle, we're going to have to go out and earn it, and it's going to be a fight every single year.
The president of the Houston Astros, Reed Ryan, joining us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And, of course, we highlight Dallas Keuchel, but as we look ahead to the Astros, you had just said foundation. You guys return such a strong core. It's one of the best in baseball, Correa, Keuchel, Altuve. But it is your farm system that continues to deliver this fresh young talent. You have done just a fantastic job with cultivating it. And as, you know, we look ahead, moving ahead, that's going to be the key to sustained success. Would you agree?
Yeah, and that goes back to the plan that Jim Crane put in place. He realized that for us to be successful year in and year out, we had to grow from within. And so when you look at our drafting and our farm system, the credit begins with our GM, Jeff Luhnow, like I talked about earlier, and really our farm, our scouting director, Mike Elias, and then our farm director, Quentin McCracken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys are bringing top-level talent into our system. And then our coaching staff is you know, being able to develop these guys. And when you look at sort of who's in our pipeline, 2015 was a big year for the Houston Astros. We had all six of our U.S.-based minor league teams go to the playoffs. That's unheard of. You'll hear of an organization with one or two, but to have every single level, we won the AAA championship. We won the Rookie League championship. And all our other teams, double A, high A, low A, and short season A, all had playoff runs. And so that speaks well to the talent that's in our system and what our coaching staff is able to do. And then when you look at some of the names we have a lot of first-round draft picks that are coming up through our system right now. Mark Appel pitched a great game in AAA. He, of course, was the 1-1 first pick in the draft a few years ago. A.J. Reed, a first baseman, power-hitting first baseman, led all the minor leagues with home runs this year. He was a Golden Spikes Award winner at the University of Kentucky. And so it's exciting and fun, and I think our fans are starting to buy into this plan.
We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break right here in hour number two. And when we come back, much more MLB news and notes.